Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
There's our guest. You're allowed to hang around if you would like, Sean. If she's ready, she can give me a thumbs up. We can bring her on. All right, there we go.
Look at there she is. She's ready. Oh. The television star.
Hey.
Oh my gosh!
I'm gonna make a quick trip to her living room.
Oh, she changed it. That
was perfect timing. Oh my god!
You changed it right as you said that.
It's crazy because what y'all didn't see was like she walked out of the room as soon as I walked in. So.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I did.
The Wi-Fi dropped out in this room.
Oh, Sean. Well, I didn't get to give you a proper introduction there, but you've seen her on AW television. She's all over the independent scene, easy for me to say, independent scene as well. She had a match at WrestleMania weekend for Pandemonium Pro. It's Mayu Watanabe. She's Maya World. Maya, how you doing?
I'm good. How are y'all?
Doing well. Thanks for joining us here today. We really appreciate it. First question, right off the bat, like, what was the AEW experience like, and how have things been since your match against Megan Bain?
It's always fun going to AEW. All the girls are so nice. They're so like helpful in anything that I need. It's been fun since. I've had a lot of good feedback from it. And I just heard some yesterday that I was really excited about. From Athena. So like, hopefully it keeps happening. I keep going back and we'll see what happens.
So you mentioned Athena, and we know you trained under Athena. So kind of explain like that experience working with Athena as a trainer, and then also having that match with her on Ring of Honor television last year, and kind of tell like how your development has been under her.
I started training with Athena right whenever I like started to break out. I think that she made a real big difference. Like my coach, Lou Gotti from DFW All Pro, he's my OG coach, who is really underrated. I wish a lot of more people knew about him, because he helped really like when I got to Athena, she was already like, you're good. You're already good. I just need to help you like polish up these things. So shout out to him. But since I've been training with her, I think a lot of my confidence has come from just what she tells me. Like, she tells me, she gives me such good advice and such good TV advice, and just whenever I'm backstage and things like that. But like, it's no coincidence that as soon as I started with her, a lot of stuff started picking up and a lot of people started noticing who I was. So I give a lot of props to her for sure.
So I don't know how accurate Cage Match is with everything, but they got your first match listed in March 2023. Is that correct?
It's not my first match, but it was my first match like on the indies. I wrestled at my school, which are like student matches, so like I had like four before I really had like that match in March. So it's probably like my fifth or sixth match.
But you've basically been doing this for 2 years, give or take. Okay, yes, so sure. what got you started with everything that made you want to jump right in, and then what got you started with everything?
I always watched, of course. I always wanted to, like, I don't think I always wanted to wrestle, but I always did love wrestling as a fan. I always say it wasn't until like 2015, whenever I saw like Sasha Banks in the Horsewoman era, of course, that made me want to wrestle. Because it was, I was like, oh, this is cool. But then when I saw her and like just saw who she was in the ring, her swagger, like she was the coolest thing to me. And she made me want to be a wrestler for sure. I was really heavily into sports, so I played all the sports you can think of, but basketball was my main one, and I ended up having like 1 year in college for it before, you know, things happened. So whenever I stopped that, I was like okay, it's time, like I need to wrestle. And that was 2021, and that's when I started training.
So you say you have a background in basketball. Me and Jeremy are very much into basketball, so I want to ask you what position you played and how is like the training in comparison to in basketball to wrestling?
So I played point guard and shooting guard, mostly shooting guard, but like I could do point, of course. The difference, there's not really, so basketball really helped me with wrestling. Just
owning a boat comes with a number of perks, like being able to say ahoy or land ho and not feel weird about it. So here's another perk. GEICO's boat insurance offers access to the largest towing fleet on the water. And with specialist support from agents that are as passionate about boating as you are, there's so much value that you'll want to say, shiver me timbers, and not feel weird about that either. Get more with GEICO.
Footwork stuff and things like that, and body control, of course. But mostly, all the running that we do, I wish I could go back to my like college conditioning. Like, it was a real culture shock or real difference, like having like organized sports where you could practice every day to just going on your own. And you just got to remember like keeping that consistency. But I wish I still played basketball because it helped so much wrestling, just the body control, the freaking practice every day consistently. But it definitely like helped shape me for being on my own though, like, and making sure I go to the gym at a set time and making sure I do this and that. So I'm really grateful for basketball in the long run.
You mentioned basketball, and I was stalking the Twitter timeline, researching. It's research purposes. You mm-hmm. mentioned you got sentled. What tweet got you? I have to know.
No, my friend did. We were driving back from the show we had in Austin, and it was the one. Oh my God, which one was it? It was one where Luca. I think it was like the GM texted Luca, and my friend showed him. He said, hey, like, look at this text that the GM sent Luca. Why would he do that? And I'm reading it, and I look up, and I see it said Sentinel. And I felt bad because, you know, he's social media a lot. So when I saw it, I was like, oh, yeah. And I just tweeted about it. I was like, guys, I don't want to tell him in person, so I'm just going to tweet about it. So he
did they eventually find out that they were Sentinel? Did you have the heart to tell him, like, hey, you know, this is
in the car. He knew. He was like, what'd you tag me in? And then he read it, and he was like, oh, that was fake. I was like, yeah, I just didn't know how to tell you.
One of the greatest tweets or Twitter accounts.
I don't know. Like, it's like one of them got like 500,000 likes. I'm like, how do they keep doing this? How do they keep getting away with this?
Oh, it's just, it's very clever, honestly. It's what the funniest thing. Yeah, but very clever of what this person. And now, like, they've learned Photoshop, so they're putting like photo tags under Draymond Green saying I punched Jordan Poole and everything. Oh, they're doing amazing work.
Central. One of the greatest minds, honestly. Yeah.
Many duplicators, but can't duplicate the original. You mentioned, we know Mercedes Moné is coming to House of Glory in about a month now. Let's go ahead and manifest. Let's throw it out there. And what do we got to do to get this match for you, Maya?
You know, I've been doing ever since it's announced, I've been like, what do I have to do? I talked to her specifically. I'm like, please, you... You would have like a word in, not even about that, but like I talked to her like her Instagram live, but I really wanted to be like, hey, like, you know, but she's like, Hog is picking her opponent, so I don't know what Hog is doing, but I hope they have like a tryout or something, because I'll be there. I'll cancel whatever I need to cancel, and I'll be there. Like, you don't have to tell me nothing.
Don't have to tell you twice.
I'll get there.
So you got wanting that match with Mercedes Moné. You've been in the ring with like Thunder Rosa, the most recent episode of Dynamite against Megan Bain. Who else is on your list outside of like Mercedes, of people you really want to get in the ring and square off with?
I really want to wrestle Masha, and I'm really in Jordan Grace is one who like I was vying for it, and it was so close multiple times. I was like, guys, she's gonna be gone soon, please. And then she was gone. So I really want to mess with Masha before she is unavailable for me. So Masha's also number one. Billy Starks, who I haven't got to wrestle yet. Let me think. I know I want to wrestle like against Athena, like in a match. Like, we had a really competitive match on Ring of Honor, but we almost had a match in the Indies, which was gonna be crazy. So I really want that back again. Let me think. Oh my God. Kylie Rae, Zeta Steel, girls like that. Maggie Lee, which I actually am wrestling her soon, so I'm really excited for that. That's all I can think of so far, but I know there's a lot more.
Do you have other WrestleMania matches lined up besides Watanabe?
Yeah, they haven't been announced yet, but I think I can say them because it's just the show. But I know I'm going to be on Spark Joshi, which is going to be like a conjunction show with Stardom. So hopefully I get to face another Joshi because I love them and their strong style. oh my gosh, I do have the future or the FSW Future Stars of Wrestling show, the all women's like under 25 breakout tournament. There's like six. I can't even think right now. There's like four that's on the same day, and I already had like a really good promoter or friend of mine who's like, please don't do that. Please slow down. But I'm like, he says quality over quantity, but I'm like, what if they're all quality though? Like, all these matches are quality on that day. So I'm like, I can't cancel. But I think the GCW for the culture as well. I have it in my notes, but I don't want to get on my phone right now. But I have like lined up so far.
We have differing opinions from wrestlers of, I call it the speedball run, because speedball did something insane, like 14 matches in 4 days. And some people want to do that like at least once. Like, we got to experience this at least once. And then other people are like, I just want like two or three standout matches and go from there. And I think speedball even encourages like, hey, go for it. Do that run. But I think every wrestler, or a lot of wrestlers we talk to, always like, I want to do that at least once, of just get as many matches in as possible. And then I'll, in the next few years, maybe I'll worry about just some quality stuff over the quantity stuff. Mm-hmm. But like, if you have enough quantity matches, you assume most of them are going to be quality. So it still adds up the same in the end.
I've never seen like a bad speedball match. So I feel like all those matches were quality anyways.
That is a fact. That is a fact. So we're talking about manifesting this Mercedes matchup. For me personally, once I saw you go against Athena on ROH TV, I've been trying to manifest you becoming a minion because of your relationship, your connection with her. So what do we have to do, or what do you have to do to kind of encourage Athena to grow the MIT organization outside of just Billy Starks, with you being the latest addition?
You know, I've been trying. Like, I annoy her every day. I just seen her yesterday and was like, when can I be a minion? I annoy her every day about it. It's up to her. I feel like she's transitioning. She's not transitioning from that, but I don't know. She, like me, like, why have you not added me? I'm your number one. I'm your number one student. Add me. But, you know, she doesn't want to right now, I guess. I don't know what it is. I'm going to keep trying, though. I'm going to show her this, and then maybe she will. I want to show her that people want it, and then maybe she will.
We'll see. I will be the first signature on the petition. We're going to be really? Petition.org. Like,
I don't understand the politics. It's crazy. I'm really trying.
Well, this will be an article on Fightful now. We've got a little bit of traction for some
reason. Tell her to make me a freaking minion, guys.
We're going to get this out there. We're going to get this out there, and we're gonna get you as a minion.
I told her I'm going to start a movement if she doesn't, so then she's going to be annoyed into doing it. But then now what?
The hashtag, we want Maya Minion movement.
That's, period, easy. I'm going to tweet it right now.
After this, y'all gonna see it. There we go. Any plans to, or any desires, thoughts to potentially go to Japan for a little while and do a tour over there?
Yes, that's my number one thing I wanted to do. Like, I would drop everything right now if I could go to Japan tomorrow. Me and Jada Stone, my friend, who we that's all we talked about. Anytime we're together, that's all we talk about. And so I'm glad that she got to go over there and do TJPW. And I've been rooting for her along the way, because I know like soon it's going to be me. Hopefully we both can be there at the same time, because we are tag team. But that's my number one goal and desire. Besides getting signed, of course, that's the only other thing I want to do. And not the only other thing, but that's the biggest thing I want to do in wrestling is to go to Japan.
So you talk about your love for Joshi wrestling. Who are the Joshi wrestlers that you watch? And for, you know, the audience that we have out here that mostly will watch like the top promotions out there, who is the people that you suggest they should watch?
Oh, from the old school, I definitely recommend, of course, Manami Toyota. That's who I watch. That's who I watch a lot. She's so chaotic, but I think she's amazing. Nobody could ever duplicate that. I think she needs to be in more greatest ever conversations. I mean, we all know she is, but not a lot of people do. But like now, I love Azumi. I love Starlight. I love, you're perfect. It's fine. I love Mayu Iwatani. That's my girl. I'm still like, I don't think it ever settled in that I got in the ring with her and wrestled her. It still hadn't settled in a year later. I can't think right now. Miyu Watanabe is another dream match of mine, which is why I'm really excited that's happening. And of course, Mayu Yamashita. those are my main ones that I watch and love.
You got to wrestle Sumi Sakai in one of her last matches before she retired. What was that match like?
That was so I also manifested that match as well. But that was such a good match. And she gave me such good advice about Japan and about the things I want to do when I do go to Japan. And she's just been a real good source for me for things that are happening. So I'm really excited and I love her. I love that match and I watch it all the time.
What kind of advice, since you're so recently getting into the wrestling business, what kind of advice would you give to someone who's just training right now and trying to get into the current landscape of pro wrestling as far as making a name for themselves, similar to what you have?
Wrestling is all about like connections. So go everywhere you can, go to train everywhere you can, just show up at certain shows, introduce yourself to people, do whatever it takes to get your name out. Like I said, it's all about getting that foot in the door and just who you know. So don't be shy to get out there and make friends. I have so many friends in the wrestling business that people are like, how do you know this person? It's not compared to my friend Darian Bankston, though. He apparently knows everybody and their mama. But I try to get on that level because that's all it is connections.
So we play a game on this channel. It's called Partner Promo Punch in the Face. I'm going to give you three names. Pick one to partner with, pick one to promo against, pick one to punch in the face, basically have a match with. Okay, I'm gonna try to make this a little difficult for you. Partner. So we're gonna go Athena, Mercedes Moné, and Thunder Rosa.
Ooh. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, Thunder, I love you. Thunder Rosa, you know I love you, but you kind of get punched in the face for this one. I'll promo against Athena because I think she will bring out some fire in me and definitely partner with Mercedes.
There you go. We appreciate you playing the game. We appreciate you joining us here on the show today. Maya, let everybody know what you got coming up and where they can follow you at.
Thank y'all for having me. This Friday, I'm going to be at Firestar Pro Wrestling in Greensboro, North Carolina. I'm facing Ella Envy for their Firestar Pro Championship, which is a really great promotion. Like, some great people have come from there. Some ID people. Oh my gosh, I can't think right now. And Javon Evans, they've come from there. So definitely a show that you wouldn't want to, you know, watch. And then I'll be at All Caribbean, which is just like a smaller promotion, but we've been doing big things over there, going to the Bahamas and Jamaica and stuff. So grateful for them for getting me out of the country. Those are this weekend, but you know, I'm just excited for Mania weekend. I've been really preparing for that. So these next shows, you know, I always go out there and show out anyways, but these next shows are just preparing myself for what's to come that weekend, because I'm gonna have a lot of matches, guys. Just be ready for that. But yeah, and you can follow me on like Instagram, it's Maya World, and the same on Twitter, and I'll post everything that I'm gonna be coming up as well.
Yeah, everybody keep a lookout for those announcements. We're gonna manifest Minions, we're gonna manifest Mercedes, we're gonna manifest everything we can.
Yes, guys, please.
Thank you, Maya. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thanks, y'all.
Take
bye.
Care.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.